What is going on? How do you do? It's been a long time coming. Ooh, was that a double whistle? Mm-hmm. Okay, nice job. BJJ Report here, guys. It's been 2 weeks. 2 weeks too long. 2 weeks too long. Got out to the podcast movement. Got out to see my coworkers. But I was away from these guys. I had to be away from these guys. I had to be away from my lovely wife, Meg, and Sophie the super dog. And, you know, the last time I was able to do some Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, the last time I got to do the BJJ report was shortly after the competition that I joined, and you know, I felt like I did well enough, right? I competed, I showed up. And so it's been 2 weeks, really, since then, since I've gotten a chance to get in and roll. There was a missed opportunity while I was in Pennsylvania, but that's neither here nor there. And tonight, since Meg has had the boys for 2 weeks, she needed a night off, and the boys came with me to kind of hang out at the dojo. And it was good to see them. Good to see them there kind of hanging out, and I was glad to have them there with me while I got to roll. I always get to see them roll, and they don't always get the opportunity to see me roll. I'm not sure that they're probably like, yeah, great, thanks, Dad. Thanks for keeping us on the iPad for 2 hours, and we were ready to go. Right, guys?
Yeah.
Yeah. but tonight, like, another step of the journey was taken at Shell Shock Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu. My peer there, Dave Appleman, you know, he did a really good job. He's been showing up all the time. He's been putting the work in. He got his second degree white belt, and as did I. And, you know, it's just great because he and I have been along that journey the whole way through, and everybody else in there too. So you know that when you get that stripe, it's an awesome feeling because there's just a lot of work that goes into it. There's not like you don't get like a 99% of your next degree of the white belt, right? It's not like you got like a 75%. You got an average second level degree. You got the whole thing, right? And your professor is the one who deems you to have made that progress. And so, you know, Professor John Shell, thank you for deeming me worthy of progress. You know, seeing the progress. A lot of times when you're in it, you don't always see it, just like parenting, just like your own children. And I can tell you this one thing is that, you know, while I was away, you guys saw me do one episode, one Facebook Live, where I basically broke down and cried because, you know, there's such a disparity between, like, you know, how and who cares or puts the effort into parenting and the children that are receptive to that. And my boys, you know, while I was gone, have done some really awesome things. They stuck up for their friends. They have a social media app themselves that the teachers give a report to. And I've made it really one of my top priorities at the end of every day was I wanted, you know, there I check my Facebook, sure I check my Instagram account. But one of the things that, you know, I always did every day was I went in and I checked on the progress that my boys were making, on what was going on, and having that ability to stay in touch while you're away and seeing what's going on with your children is really awesome. Not just through proud parent's eyes. Meg's always sharing loving and endearing things publicly, and most of the time privately. More often, she's always very encouraging of the children, but, you know, as with all of us, we all need a break from time to time. So, happy to be home, happy to be with the boys. And like I said, just knowing how great they've been since I've been away. Finn's been, Meg tells me, like, all the awesome things he's doing as a great big brother. And Liam also just being a loving younger brother and son and a good kid in the community. And while I'm away, that's just really important to hear. And when you come back home, when you're away from that sort of thing for a couple of weeks, you come back home to your kids, and those 2 weeks can seem like a lifetime at times because they grow so much and they grow so quickly. I'm sure each one of them grew about an inch, ate, and are eating like, you know, you know, 25% more each. And just like the jiu-jitsu, you don't always see the progress that you're making, but when those around you see it and let you know that you're making improvements, the coolest thing you can do is to you know, say thank you for them letting you know, because you don't always see it yourself. You're not always able to see that from inside your own head, right? The line is, you can't see the back of your head yourself most of the time. So it takes more than just yourself to you know, kind of set that gauge and be a barometer. And when you've got people who care about that barometer, when you've got people that are working with you to achieve goals with you, not for you and not specifically for themselves, but to grow as a unit, and it really is great, like, to grow as a school. The line at Shell Shock Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu is, you know, not all family is blood, and, you know, even though I leave there bloody all the time, so we might have to talk about that. It is like another family, so I definitely miss those guys, and I miss these guys, and it was really awesome that I was able to get this next degree while the boys were there with me tonight. And so thanks, John, for I don't know, making that happen, because I was ready to leave and take the kids home and just get them home. And John said, hey, go ahead and wait, let's get a roll in, and you know, gave me a degree. So thanks, Professor John. And thanks to all of the people at Shell Shock Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, and, you know, all the competitors at the recent Charlotte grappling match. That really, you know, it's really a camaraderie, really a fellowship there, when you can leave there shaking hands and you know, helping each other grow. That's how I see it, and hopefully everybody else kind of sees it that way too. Boys, anything you need to say to the public there? Anything you any closing comments from the peanut gallery? One whistle? That's all? Two whistles. Signing off. Fatherhood for the rest of us, guys. The BJJ report, and also to everybody who I got to meet up at the Podcast Movement. Awesome. Good times, guys. Take it easy. This has been the Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu Report, and the creature feature has been these two in the back.